Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Black History Month, and there's an event at the Mark Twain House tomorrow night. It's the ninth Black History Month celebration for the Urban League of Greater Hartford, and it's themed A Legacy Revealed, A Glimpse of Hope. David Hopkins is the president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Hartford. David, how are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, Brian. I'm well. How are you?
Very well. So give us some details on the event. It's 6 to 8:30, the Mark Twain House. It's free. First of all, tell us what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting, and, you know, it comes around every year, but it's Black History Month, and now 2023 celebration, we're particularly excited about because we're live and in person again, as so many people are saying these days with their events, after the hiatus from being in person with the handling and managing of safety with COVID. And so we're excited about that, being in person again. As you mentioned, the event is free, and it's the same format as we've had over the years. We've done it virtually, so people will still be familiar with it, but it's a showcase of culture, African-American, Afro-Caribbean culture, to celebrate Black history, particularly here in the Hartford region. And so it'll be an evening of performances and recognition with awards, and again, a celebration of culture.
And so people can just go to the Mark Twain House and just go head in?
Yeah, right. If you have the directions, you can just find your way to the Mark Twain House, which is a beautiful venue.
It's awesome, yeah.
And we've typically had it there. So yeah, just walk right in. You know, we'll probably ask for some information so we can follow up with you and have your contact information. But also, like I said, more importantly, it's free. Just come in. And when you walk into the lobby area, you'll see the tables of, I don't want to say vendors, again, just exhibits is probably the better word, local businesses or information, whatever it might be, for you to experience culture. And then about 7 o'clock, we'll start the program, which again will involve some performances. And then an awards portion as well.
We're talking with David Hopkins, president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Hartford. What about the theme title? What is the legacy revealed, and what gives us a glimpse of hope?
Yeah. So the baseline title is Legacy Revealed. So every year for the last 9 years, it's been prefaced with a legacy revealed, because essentially, you know, we talk about Black history, and you know, there are different points of which you can reflect on history, and in our case, we want to reflect on the legacy that is built into it, because we have generations, decades, centuries of people who have impacted American culture, world history, and so that then cascades down to a legacy for our people. We want to make them give them an opportunity to see their connection to that legacy, and then the subtitle is typically something that we just kind of feel like maybe a message for the moment, or something that might highlight a particular thing. And this glimpse of hope, it kind of just continues to build on the inflection point, if you will, of 2020, the Black Lives Matter movement, the impact of COVID on the Black community. You know, we continue to aspire to have, in spite of different obstacles that have historically been placed, and then even more presently continue to persist, there is hope, and then there are people who are allies and people who are in the fight. Of course, none more than the Urban League, and the title hopes to kind of convey that message and continue to inspire people and give them hope.
You know, the issue of race, it's such a personal conversation, such an important conversation, and one I'm really open to, and I think it's important to have the dialogue. And the 3 minutes we have left together, we can't solve all the world's problems. But I think it's sort of like important to know our history, and it's what can make us great in the future. And whether it's the regional debates about what we should be teaching our kids, or the relationships we have in our suburbs and our cities. And, you know, where do you think we, I mean, it's a macro question, but like, what gives you that optimism? Like, what, where are we right now in this whole, the journey of America?
Yeah, you know, I always look forward to these conversations, Brian, because you are, you know, very,
I'm obsessed with it, to be honest with you. I think about it all the time, David, and I do. And even if I repeat some of the tropes from conversation to conversation, I mean, I really look at it as a journey. And I feel like the best part of us is super optimistic. And then when I watch the news and see some of the hatred, I get pretty bummed.
Right, but you don't ask as a throwaway question or, you know, something to, you know, appease the audience. I mean, I think you approach it very genuinely, and you're consistent. I appreciate that tremendously. And I think one of the things that it seems often that, you know, it may be two steps forward, one step back, but each time that there's a, you know, movement forward, we get to another level of playing field, and we get to new discoveries and new opportunities. And so, you know, it's hard not to look at the progress and use that as some form of insight to what we can be. You know, we look at education and people in roles of leadership, and we look at job opportunities, and we look at expanded inclusion initiatives, and while oftentimes they may be, you know, something that's not sustained or intentional or intended to be sustained, I think that level of awareness and consciousness, accountability and responsibility is increasing and expanding, and so that I think gives us the hope. And then I think, you know, above all, just the fact that we're dealing with individuals, human beings, who have been marginalized and who have been excluded and oppressed at different, you know, stages, you know, that we see the humanity in those individuals, and we recognize the importance of dignifying that through opportunities and economic empowerment. And we in the Urban League, and, you know, and our mission is to really distinguish that racial component is significantly consistent and that marginalization, if you will. And so we believe that education, housing, employment, health, and social justice is going to move the dial forward, and that's what we continue to do. And so I think that's the thing that makes us get up every day and do this work.
Yeah, it's great stuff. And tomorrow night at 6 o'clock to 8:30 at the Mark Twain House, of course, the Urban League of Greater Hartford, you know, putting on the event for the ninth time, and you could be performances and a lot of information there to be had. And I hope it goes extremely well, David. I'll try to get over there if I can. I got some stuff with my son at 7, but maybe I can drop by for a little bit. And we appreciate the time, as always.
As always, Brian. Thank you so much, brother. Appreciate you, man.
All right, David Hopkins, President and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Hartford. I mean, it's really important. You got to be involved.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!